I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show on the CBS Audio Network, and I'm continuing my California-centric conversation with Bill Whalen of the Hoover Institution, who is the host of Area 45, his conversation with his colleagues at Hoover, in addition to the Goodfellas, his conversation with three of his colleagues in particular at Hoover, and his Mr. McMaster, Mr. Cochran, and Mr. Ferguson, and also a research fellow writing for national publications. Right now we're talking about Gavin Newsom. Recall aside, Gavin Newsom has decisions ahead of him because many politicians in California are moving around. Butera, the previous attorney general in California, is now in the Biden cabinet. The previous junior senator is now the vice president of the United States, opening up positions, moving around. One of those positions has now been filled. A man by the name of Bunta, an assemblyman, has filled the job of attorney general. Disappointing, we believe, one very prominent California congressman. That would be Adam Schiff. The question now is Adam Schiff and the Senate seat that may or may not come open in this next cycle. That would be Dianne Feinstein, the senior senator. And Bill, you feature in a recent column how Gavin Newsom, we can't get away from him. We have to deal with him again. Gavin Newsom managed to confuse all of us about Dianne Feinstein. I was unaware she's retiring. So why is he speculating about what he will do if and when the senior senator retires?
Right. So last week, the governor went on a very quick PR blitz, if you will, just saying he's going to fight this recall. So he went to some friendly interviewers to talk about it. He did a round with Jake Tapper on CNN. Then he went to Joy Reid on MSNBC. Maybe he was caught for the moment because Joy Reid is a black woman. But when asked if he would consider a replacement for Senator Feinstein, should she sit down, he said, yeah, we're thinking about it. And it'll probably be a black woman. Now, here's Dianne Feinstein, who is 87 going on 88. She's been catching heat about being a senator from California. She caught it during the Kavanaugh hearing. She caught it after she hugged Lindsey Graham. There's been just a lot of pressure on her. People think she should step down before her term expires in 2024. But here's the thing, John. If you're Dianne Feinstein, you don't appreciate this kind of talk. And what it reminded me of was back in 2014 when Democrats saw the Senate about to flip. And so the Obama White House started making overtures to Ruth Bader Ginsburg saying, you know, maybe it's time to step down. And guess what? You know, somebody kind of getting on in years whose job is being in Washington, it's kind of their existence, they won't go. And it didn't work with Ginsburg. She stayed on until 2020. And I don't think it'll work with Feinstein. So one theory is that Newsom did it because he's caught up at the moment, Sean. But the theory which I put forward in my article for Hoover was he's doing it because he is already thinking about the recall and he's starting to play to his base. And if you look at Davis's performance in the recall, the one area where he was actually strong was among black voters. They were exceedingly loyal to him in 2003. So if you're Newsom and getting into the business of building up your base, this is probably a good place to start.
Did the governor, to your reporting, the governor did not give a courtesy call to Dianne Feinstein about this speculation. Is that accurate, Bill? No courtesy call?
No, he didn't tell her at the time he was going to do this. He just kind of sprung it out there. And the thing is, for Feinstein, again, because you're already sensitive to your age, you already hear this pressure. When the governor floats it out there, it just starts a day's worth of stories. And you just don't like this kind of speculation. So it's not the thing that will cause recrimination. I do love a scenario, by the way, where Feinstein came back to California and ran in the recall. She almost ran in the 2003 recall, but changed her mind. I love this scenario, John, where she comes back to California, she runs in the recall. She wins the popular vote, and she becomes the governor of California. But before she takes office, she says she won't take office. She hands it over to lieutenant governor, and she goes back to Washington. Mission accomplished. Goodbye, Gavin Newsom. She won't do that. I'm just kind of joking with you. But he probably needs to call her if he hasn't already and apologize for doing this because, again, it's just it's not good form.
Bill, the vice president, Vice President Harris, former junior senator, has now been charged with the border crisis by the president of the United States. That there's two versions of this. One is very smart of Joe Biden. He's been vice president, so he knows a good handoff when he sees one. The other is this is a high risk position because of the scale of the surge this time and the quandary about what is to be done with immigration. I put that together with the news that the president has remarked that he's running for re-election. What does this mean for Vice President Harris, given that she represents progressive California in Washington?
Well, this represents the good news and bad news about being vice president. The good news is you are first in line to get the party's nomination. The bad news, though, is you cannot turn down combat missions. And here Joe Biden handed her a combat mission she would probably rather not take. Because why? I don't think the way Washington is constructed right now, John, that an immigration solution could be reached. Because why? Immigration solution, John, involves one part border security and a second part doing something with citizens here. Republicans won't budge on the latter, Democrats on the former. So she's been given kind of a thankless task. But I think that said, she has to do it out of loyalty to Biden. I think it's a brilliant move by Biden, by the way, John, because from now on, Jen Psaki, every day she's asked about this, she could say, go contact the vice president's office. And so, yeah, congratulations, Kamala Harris. Even you just inherited a headache.
And, Bill, the remark about I will run for reelection, is that a surprise to the Democratic Party in California, especially to Gavin Newsom? It all comes back to Gavin Newsom. Because it was easy to imagine that head of hair running for the presidency in 24.
Yeah, well, figure it this way. It's not a surprise. First of all, Biden was a little crafty about this. He said he expects to run, but he hasn't filed papers yet, as Trump did at this point in his presidency. But he also wouldn't say, John, that he's not running because he'd be an instant lame duck. So that remains to be continued. 2024 sits out there, and this is what's curious about the California calculus. Before COVID, you would have looked at the two California principals, Kamala Harris and Gavin Newsom, and you would have said, you know, she just ran a bad presidential campaign. Maybe she can run again in 2024. But let me paint you an alternative universe, one of which Gavin Newsom rolls to reelection in 2022. Democrats are frustrated with the Washington establishment, and they look outside, and here is a very sharp, good-looking guy who likes to invoke Bobby Kennedy, and he rides to the rescue out of the West for the party. You know, I might have taken that bet pre-COVID. Now here we are, amidst COVID. I'd like to say post-COVID, but not quite. And what do you see? Kamala Harris is a heartbeat away from the presidency, and Gavin Newsom is right now in the fight for his life to stay in office. So things can change, but, the recall here in California does shuffle things, John, if Newsom is recalled and if an interim governor is put in. You will see now a very contentious, if this happens, you'll see an incredibly contentious gubernatorial primary, the open primary in California, where multiple Democrats will fight. And again, it's just going to shuffle the deck in an unexpected way that the politicians in Sacramento were not planning on.
Bill Whalen, he is the Hoover Institution, the host of Area 45, The Goodfellas, and a research fellow. I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show on the CBS Audio Network.